Wait, Tiger round for some devastating to lose by 1 point, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the effort that everyone applied were there. And they just got over the line. Probably sums up a season with what we've had to go through and achieve, and the hurdles have been put in front of us, and to fall just short like that, it's really upsetting, because we set ourselves the goals to get back and doing it for Jonesy, etc. But we won't stop trying, and we're going to have to go again and try and get it next year for them.
And are you going to be with the Cougars to help them achieve that?
Yeah, I'm 34 on Tuesday. So I ain't sat down and spoke with March yet. We'll probably sit down in a week or so and have a chat, but I'm probably thinking I am going to go again and try and get them back to where I think they belong.
It's going to be a different dynamic next year without the March brothers actually in the team and on the sideline, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and they'll be missed. The players of their experience and quality are a massive loss, but I think on the positive, I think Paul will blossom into a better coach by not having the playing side involvement. I think he'll be able to see the game from a different perspective, step back from it, and I think he'll, Keithley and himself will reap the benefits from it.
You nearly equalised with that drop goal late on. Where did that Swinson player come from? I thought it was over.
I ain't got a clue, to be honest. I nailed it. I thought I snapped it pretty quick as well. Must have been a big player who dived at full stretch, and it shows how much commitment they had and we had, and it went down to the wire, and they put the body on the line, and I know every one of our lads did, and proud of everybody's effort, and we just really disappointed to just come up short.
And then that second one, the pitch, it gave way under you, didn't it?
Yeah, one of them. I had a rush and I stepped him, I beat him, and I just slipped. Probably panicked a little bit much, trying to get to my feet too quick. Kind of taking my time, and I got there, and I just couldn't regain my footing. So that's rugby league, and it's not won and lost in a split second. It's an 80-minute game, and that's it.
It's a cruel game of inches sometimes, but what an advert for League One and the competition as a whole.
Yeah, and it has been really competitive. There's been no runaway side. The top four, five, it's been really close, and went down to the last game of the season to see if we're going to make it and be in them playoffs. I think Oldham deservedly went up. I think they should have gone up for finishing top. As I do with Lee in the other league, I think there's going to be some
reward.
So yeah, some reward for your accomplishment throughout the season. But I don't like the results at rugby league, innit? But no, to regroup from the Oldham defeat and beat North Wales, who are another great side, and have already turned us over. And Swinton, they've done us four times. So we were hoping for fifth time lucky, but we'll have to go again and try and get them next year.